Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from Cartier Resources, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol ECR. And for everyone down in the US, you can find the symbol ECRFF. We are chatting with the president and CEO, Philippe Cloutier. Now, Philippe, it's been actually quite a while since we had you last on the show. It was mid last year when you last provided an update for us. And more recently, there's been some pretty key news developments to move the Chimo mine property forward. And that news came February 28th, where Cartier signs a non-binding LOI with O3 Mining to acquire 100% of Chalice Gold Mines. Underlying all of this is the East Cadillac property. The East Cadillac property essentially surrounds the Chimo project, greatly expands on the land package. Philippe, start us off with the overall strategy here, adding this much land around the Chimo mine property.
Absolutely, Corey. Thank you for having me. In a nutshell, as you may know, geology and mineralization does not stop at property boundaries. So the spirit of it was we had seen, or everybody knew from the get-go, that this mineralization that we were drilling out on Chimo for the past 3 years actually extends on to the east and to the west, onto the O3 mining ground, previously Chalice Gold Mines. And so by doing this deal, we're eliminating the boundaries. And because we're eliminating the boundaries, we're immediately adding the current known resources that they have on their ground, which is on a deposit that we call Nordo East, just like, you know, 500 meters to the east of the Chimo mine project. And we're allowing for the optionality and room to better develop this should this go into production by ourselves. But it's also a platform for future consolidation in the camp. We now are, I think, one of the largest landholders in the east of the Val d'Or camp. We've gone, Chimo being about roughly 300 hectares, to this new consolidated position that's just under 30,000 hectares. So it's a 100-fold increase in land position that now hosts not only the Chimo mine project ounces, but the ounces that O3 had, and a stretch that has a stretch of 15 kilometers immediately around the project with known gold mineralization, and the entire property package being, you know, the scope of, you know, Val d'Or to Malartic. So this is transformational for us.
Well, Philippe, it makes a lot of sense to have these two land packages combined, these two projects combined. I think it's a 1+1=3 scenario, and it obviously moves the threshold, not just on your land position, but just on the, how big these reserves could grow. So when you go after, well, providing that the transaction goes through, when you go after this with the drill program, are you going to be looking at that area, the boundary between the two properties that has not been drill tested? Are you going to be looking to step out in certain areas? Are you looking at some regional targets? What will the general approach be when you start working on growing this resource?
All three, actually, but obviously the short term is to drill off the boundary area and to drill the extensions of the known gold zone, as we've always done. If you look at the property that we're aiming to acquire, not only do the zones extend east and west, but by virtue of the fact that they dip steeply to the north at a depth of 1,500 meters vertical, they would eventually pop onto that ground anyways, that neighbor's ground anyways, but through the northern boundaries. So by doing the drilling along the extended zones at depth and along the boundary zone and also to the east, that's the short term. That's the short term vision on it, is to rapidly increase the ounce base, continue developing and adding value to this project. And as I mentioned, obviously, step two and three is to continue to refine and try to export the mineralization signature along strike to the east and the west, and do a bit of regional exploration with time. So it's very exciting times for us.
So Philippe, how quickly could you add resources to what is already known at the Chimo mine property. From what I remember, the most recent resource was around 2 million ounces. It was updated, I believe, just last year. So how quickly could you add resources here once that deal is closed?
Well, immediately we're going to add ounces by virtue of the fact that there are some chalked up on the O3 mining ground immediately to the east in the order of about 300,000 to 400,000 ounces. And so we would most likely want to restate those ounces using the parameters, the resource estimate parameters that we use at Chimo, our cutoff grades, and also take into account the price of gold. The resources on the O3 mining ground was calculated by a consultant for another group, the Chalice Gold Mine people, in 2017. And I think they used the price of gold of $1,500 or something like that. So, you know, there are things to be done in the very short term to give a better picture of the ounce count present in the immediate area where we're going to be drilling.
Well, and that just leads the discussion to, will you be, as part of this drilling when you get on the property, converting any of the ounces on their side from maybe inferred to indicated, or, you know, jumping categories within those ounces so that you can quickly bulk up the resource? Because honestly, Philippe, I don't think you're getting credit for the 2 million ounces you have right now at Chimo. So I'm hoping that when people have a bigger picture of what the resource estimate would be, the revised update on the ounce count, that you do get that re-rated with the higher gold price. So how quickly could you add ounces on their side of the property?
Yeah, absolutely. To your comment that people aren't aware, or they're not recognizing the value that we built in the last 3 years of the program. Indeed, this transaction is an opportunity to raise awareness and to point out that we are indeed a most relevant exploration outfit with a sizable resource base in a prolific mining camp. And how rapidly can we reassess those ounces? Well, within the next few months. Keep in mind that we launched a PEA process in November. No doubt that you suspect that the group or the consultants that are working with us with this new data, this new increase in resource, and their proximity to the current known resource that we have at Chimo, well, no doubt you understand that that changes the picture very favorably. And they may suggest, well, Phil, do you want to delay the current PEA, or do you want to put it out now? Because it's obviously stale dated and it's going to get bigger and better. So I'm going to have to listen to their advice, map out the possibilities and the value that of those scenarios, and then make a decision. But that will be announced shortly after the closing of the deal.
So Philippe, let's assume everything goes according to plan and the deal moves through. How much cash does the company have in the bank? And when could we actually see drills on the ground starting to drill this new land?
We have $6 million in the bank as it is. That's more than enough to get the program underway. The guys, our exploration team, not only are they working with me to complete the due diligence process, but they're already well advanced in designing the exploration program. And therefore, the answer to your question is, you know, by early summer, because of the nature of the beast and because we already have some stuff lined up, by early summer, the drills will be on the ground and firing away at the zones.
Well, Philippe, just one more question. I know that the company had put in place a plan to drill Fenton and had a pretty, you know, beefy program lined up. I realize this may change things, so I'm sure a lot of people are wondering that same thing. What is the plan at Fenton now? Are you able to drill both, or will the focus really be on this new property?
Well, the Fenton stuff, we had all our geophysical results in. We combined that with all the geological interpretation and the trenching results. We redesigned the entire program. It is ready to go and ready to drill. We are currently in a holding pattern because of this deal. And we will be able to drill both Fenton and Chimo. But obviously, because of the situation with available drills and drillers, if I had to choose one over the other, I would drill Chimo. But rest assured, Fenton is drill ready, And if it wasn't a question of money and personnel, then we could probably do both at the same time, and very excitedly so.
All right, Philippe, I appreciate this update. Not much more to cover on this acquisition. However, if anybody has any follow-up questions, please email us either fleck@kereport.com or shad@kereport.com, and we will get Philippe to address those. We'll also follow up as this deal, let's say, gets closer to closing or closes, and we get some more idea on what the drill program will be this year. Philippe, thank you for your time, and keep us up to date on future news.
Thank you, gentlemen. Have a nice day.